Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. If this Commanders season continues going the way it is, you can turn your attention to the Caps because they're about to drop the puck. We will give you a chance to win some tickets to the Caps versus Bruins at Capital One coming up October 12th.
Wow.
For the Capital home opener presented by Geico. We'll do that coming up in the next hour, so stay tuned for your chance to win some tickets to the Capitals home opener. But join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is John Keim. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. How many years have you been on the beat, John?
I think right now I'm going to say too many.
Too many.
It's been since 94.
94. Jeez. And it feels like the same old skins, right? The phrase, same old skins.
I've seen this movie before. Yeah. And it's just, it gets old. It gets old for everybody. You know, as a reporter, you want different stories. As fans, you want success. And so, you know, it's been, there's a lot of games left. We know that. We'll hear that. And we've seen other seasons where those lot of games left can make a difference. But you got to show something more than what they've shown.
But, John, I know you, and you're always very realistic, and you never get out in front of your skis. But even you were slightly optimistic, and I was too, that this was going to be a step in the right direction with the upgraded quarterback and everything. But yeah, it hasn't worked out. Where did we go wrong?
I think the offensive line, the protection hasn't been very good. And for whatever reason, it could be a variety of things. I think the other, I think Carson Wentz is the guy who needs the protection. We know that.
Yeah.
They knew that. And I don't know if they, losing Chase Roullier didn't help, but I don't think that the succession plans at some spots were as strong as they needed to be.
Right,
and I think Sam Cosmi needs to take a bigger jump in year two. So I think you have like some of those issues going on, and then it hasn't helped that the defense gives up so many big plays. And they, it's funny because like on that first scoring drive for Dallas, they give up one huge play, and every other play was pretty good.
Right,
but the one huge play gets them in a scoring position, and it happens every week.
Right.
So but as far as the offense goes, And again, I want to see where this goes. There are 13 left, and they faced two really good teams. What it shows you is the gap between, Dallas is playing a backup quarterback and they've won three straight, So Detroit was out without its interior offensive line and a starting corner and they won, right? So there are no excuses anymore, right? They're just not. But there are a lot of games left. And so we've seen under Ron Rivera in his past in Carolina and here that the second half of the year goes better. And it has to go better this year because the start wasn't good. And, where it went wrong with Wentz, four games in, see where it goes, but the protection has not helped. And, yesterday Dallas knows that they're not going to protect him. So the defensive backs are playing accordingly, and they're just sitting on certain routes because they know the ball has to come out fast, and they just drive on the ball. And you're not getting, you're really not attacking all areas of the field like they did in the first game. And Wentz does feel that pressure, and there are times where it'll affect his mechanics or his rhythm of a play, and there you go, and it leads to this. And the funny thing is, yesterday, like you said, if they run the ball well, they're going to be in good shape, and they ran the ball well, and they got 10 points. And there were other things they did, even like with alignment or protection, or the especially alignment that can help in the protection. They're like, I like that, but 10 points. And then, you know, then it's like, you because then they're relying on guys to win one-on-one matchups, and they're not. Or the penalties. I mean, and those were big keys too, or huge things. But like, even in the opener, they were in second and 20 a couple times against the Jaguars, and they converted. Dallas is a really good defense, but, you know, it just, you're at a loss.
Yeah, there are no words.
John, you really put the penalties into context on your Twitter, @John_Kahn, that Washington failed to get a first down after any of the seven offensive penalties, and they gave up touchdowns on drives that had a defensive penalty, also wiped out, obviously, the two INTs. And you're just not going to win games in the NFL in 2022 when you're committing 11 penalties on the road against a division opponent.
No, you're not. And no, you're not. Never. And... you know, and here's the thing too. Like, I was watching it this morning. Like, the first intentional grounding by Wentz, you're on the 44-yard line of Dallas. It's first and 10. Parsons gets pressure. Okay, he shouldn't get. It's Micah Parsons. He's going to get pressure. As soon as you escape that, it's a two-man route. I'm not sure why he waited so long to try and throw that ball away. If you throw that ball away, it's second and 10 at the 44. You're okay. That's, you know, there was nobody, because when you're watching sometimes, you don't always see where, you know, on the replay or whatever, but there was a two-man route, and I think on that side, Dotson was deep. There's no chance, so I don't know why he held the ball in that play, and it's like, I think one of the things that they preached to Wentz since he got here was just make a good decision. You're okay. You make a good decision. Second and 10's okay. Punting is okay, right? But on that one, like, as soon as you break to the outside, that ball's got to get out. And as soon as you get outside the pocket, get it out of your hands and live for second down. But instead, it's second and, like, 22 or whatever.
You know what it is? I think, John, I think that he's obviously lost some athleticism, and I don't think it's dawned on him quite yet. Like, that's his, in years past, he could outrun that and still get rid of the ball and throw it away. He just doesn't have that athleticism anymore.
I think it's a shock to the system. You guys have Robert on. I would even ask him that, because he had to go through that as well, where you could see, like, you know, in the past, he gets out of that.
Yeah.
Now you're not. And not that you're not as fast in Robert's case, but it says, are you as explosive side to side? And that's what the whole pocket is. So, yeah, I wonder about that, too. Your mind. And that's why, you know, it's funny, because you get guys who are just your classic dropbacks. They age better because they've always played a certain way.
Right.
And Wentz is now having to play a different way, and that means you have to have really good protection. And the protection is on more than just those five linemen. It encompasses a lot of things, but those guys have to win matchups. But if you're not, then as Wentz, you know, you've got to get used to a faster internal clock and making, you know, because, yeah, I mean, maybe in the past he gets out of that. We saw him against Washington.
He killed us with his legs in years past.
And a couple different games. But that guy's
not there anymore.
No longer the quarterback. And, you know, that's fine. He's got a lot of talent to do other things. But you're right. I mean, you do wonder the impact of that and how long it takes. And does a guy ever quite grasp that he's not what he was?
Right.
So,
listen, if I went outside and ran around playing basketball, I'm still going to think I'm the same guy or whatever.
Yeah, like, right. Can't go to your left anymore or whatever. Yeah.
If I watch film of me, I'm like, oh, dude.
Yeah. I know.
That ain't it.
Yeah.
Talking to John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. He was at the game. So, a lot of fans are starting to turn their wrath towards Scott Turner, and we don't know what's communicated between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. But people are also looking at Terry McLaurin, lack of production, 2 catches, 15 yards. What do you make of Scott Turner and the game plans? Yesterday it seemed like a lot of quick passing, which maybe is not Carson Wentz's strength.
Well, here's the thing. And it's funny because during the week, I remember talking about this, that the two things I felt like they had to do, quicker, quick throws, get rid of the ball, and run the ball. But then the other part of me says, well, if you're Dallas, what do you know they're going to try and do? They're going to try and do, you knew they're going to try and do that. Now, not saying that the game plan was bad, because the goal was, after the last couple weeks, you got to protect Wentz, move the ball and get in position. And in some, they had drives where they're doing that, and then the penalties would hurt them. Mm-hmm. And in that kind of a game plan, they're not able to recover. And I'm not blaming the game plan. It's just, I think in that kind of a game against that defensive, that pass rush, they're not able to recover. And so that was a death knell. So there were times even with, I think it's hard to, like, with the play calls. I mean, if you only score 10 points, everybody's going to just look at that first. But they had to run the ball, and they did. I mean, that should have set everything up.
Why is Terry so uninvolved?
Well, that's a good question. Now, I will say, that's one where you have to go back and watch. I think yesterday, sure, again, the receivers down the field weren't involved. Everything was screens. Mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel, most of them were screens, except for the throw over the middle in the second half. I think it was a 3rd and 12, which they got to Samuel. By and large, everything was either a screen or just a go ball. Because that's what you had time to, that's what they felt they had that time to do. And I don't think they were confident in their passing game to just drop back, sit back, and pick apart each level of the defense. So when you see, like last week against Detroit, for example, there were a couple throw plays that's like, this is designed, the first read on this play is McLaurin. But, it may have been a slow developing play on a crosser that wasn't there, or there was another one where the sack fumble was going to him. He's wide open, but a chip pushes the defensive end around Cosme and leads to a fumble. But if there's a half second more, it's a deep ball to McLaurin. So there have been a couple things like that where it's like, that's one of those unfortunate, but that also comes back to protection and do you have the time to get down there? So I think it'll be interesting to go back to watch the coaches' film on this just to see, what they were doing more. But when I'm watching it live, the Dallas defensive backs were just, they're playing some of the off coverage and more often than not, and just sitting because they knew the ball had to come out fast. So, one thing I'll say too, I give McLaurin a lot of credit, because you watch him like without the ball in his hands and he blocks his ass off. And, I give him credit, because there's no doubt he's frustrated. And that guy is highly competitive, and you can just tell how it bothers certain guys more than others. He's one of them. He's a team guy. He's going to do all that. But it bothers him, and he's a very good receiver. I mean, I think Jahan Dotson is a very good receiver, but McLaurin, they've got to get it going. But you saw, like, some screens early in the game to him to try and get him going. But, yeah, he's got to – it's the passing game has to work better, and he's a big part of it. And, for whatever they have to do to get him involved more, I think it helps, because he's the kind of guy who, too, can provide some plays where it kind of fires you up a little bit, and because he can be a little bit more physical when he runs, et cetera.
Hey, John, I know you got to run. You're at the security. Have a safe flight back.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, pal.
That is our pal, John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com on a Football Monday.
I got a
presented
lot more
by
questions.
Chiniga Miles, mm-hmm. a 2022 top workplace. Visit MIOScareers.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.